Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Nancy O'Reilly is here. Nancy is a clinical psychologist, a motivational speaker, a woman empowerment expert, the author of a new book called Leading Women, 20 Influential Women Share Their Secrets to Leadership, Business, and Life. And she's our new friend. Dr. Nancy O'Reilly, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm pleased to be here.
Good to have you here. So right out of the box here, you say, follow that woman. Why feminist skills are the future of leadership. You think the skills of women are the future of leadership?
You know, I think, again, when we talk about feminine skills or soft skills, I think men and women can truly learn from this particular model, which is really, I call it 3 C's, communication, collaboration, and connecting.
Yep.
And so, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, we're in a place in business and industry and services that people are really looking for relationships. And I think this is something women are very good at, and I'm not saying men aren't, but women are very good about developing relationships. In fact, that's such a key, not only from bringing up the family, but in the community, seeing what the issues are and taking charge, but really those authentic people skills, soft skills, feminine skills, whatever you want to call them, are going to be really so very, very important.
I think you're right about that, Nancy, because when I think of men and women in the marketplace, a man leads with the business at hand, and if a relationship happens, that follows. He's open to that. He's not against it, but that's not what's on his mind at this moment. When he's got an idea on his mind, he's got a project to work on, a job to do, and I think a woman is more likely to say to have the a connection, to be a little more integrated into that first approach than a man is.
Yeah, well, team building is so important, you know.
Yeah.
Appreciation, respect, and team building are so very important if you want to get the job done.
And where I see mistakes made by both genders is when a guy, you know, bulls his way into something when he should have paid a little more attention to connection, and when a lady spends a little too much time on the relationship when she needed to get to the point. I see that happening both ways. What do you think?
I agree. You know, we women need to get to the point. I mean, it's not about being verbose. It's really about stating the facts, what needs to happen.
Right.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
But I've done this myself. I've gone in and said, you know, here's my deal, you know, et cetera, laid right on the table. And I walked out and I didn't get to business. And I said, you know what? I think I probably didn't do that right. I probably should have said, how are you guys doing? You know, I should have been a little more sensitive to the environment. And I've learned from getting knots in my head about stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's going to be individual. I think we have to look at everything pretty much as an individual. Mm-hmm. What is the culture of the company, for example? what exactly is their style? I mean, I think the thing with women is that we can learn by listening as well, too, and leading from there. You know, if they want more information, you give them more information. But if you're at a point where you really need to get something done, then you can be very specific. But if you've got more time, and I think relationship takes time. I mean, it's over a period of time.
Yep.
You know, you said something about men and women. Men, it's not about competition. It's about connecting. And this is something I can't say enough of. Women, we've got to figure that out too, because a woman that comes into a workplace and tries to act as a man, working as a man, is not going to be successful. And I think that's what we're finding now.
Interesting.
The women that are truly successful are really coming in with a different style and being very, very successful.
You interviewed 20, you have the stories of 20 women in your book, And right. and also, you know, sometimes people think that women are thin-skinned. And you say not really.
Well, women are what? I'm sorry. Say that again. They're what?
Thin-skinned. Sometimes thin-skinned. People think yeah. women are thin-skinned, that they're a little too sensitive. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, what we talk a lot about is courage and getting past fears. You know, a man will go in for a job, and he doesn't necessarily have the skills, maybe not even necessarily have the training, but goes in and says, hey, I can do this job.
Mm-hmm.
Women need to get a little bit tougher when they start thinking about, you know, really, you know, have confidence. You know, you need to work through your fear. In fact, that's one of the things I've been doing radio for 7 years, talking to women all over the country in different parts of the world. But it's really about working past your fears.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once each man does it or a woman does it, then you can be successful. You can look back at your past performances and say, you know what, I can handle that. Well, so women just have to be a little bit more confident and work through those fears.
One of the things that I've been saying for a long time when I've had programming like this where we've talked about the differences is mm-hmm. that if I could give women one thing, it would be more confidence. Because
right.
because
right.
and if I could caution men, it would be, you know, I would you know, maybe caution them to be a little bit more introspective, because a man is more likely to say, I can do that, even if he has no idea how. And
right.
a woman is more likely to say, I'm not sure I can do that, even though she's the best person for the job.
Yeah. Well, she might not say that because she hasn't had the training or developed those skills or what she thinks those skills are.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think women are more afraid or less afraid? Do you think women are more afraid of failure than men?
I think women think about it. Men, I think, you're pushed. I mean, I feel for you guys. I really do, because, you know, your deal
you.
Is all about performance. Well, you're welcome. But your deal is about performance. You come out of the shoot.
Every part of our lives.
Perform, yeah. perform, perform, perform. You can't be, you can't even talk about fear. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to come out and perform. Whereas women are now beginning to understand that. But, you know, it's how you're reared. I was lucky. I had very strong female role models. My mother and my grandmother had businesses. They were, you know, they were out in the world. It has a lot to do with how you're reared. But, again, you know, little girls are told, be quiet. Don't, you know, don't compete. You know, I had women say to me when I was working on my doctorate, well, what about your family? What about them? The point is that women really have to support each other, too.
Yeah.
That's the other key.
That's another thing I'm going to talk about. We'll come back after these messages. In the meantime, I want you to give us a website and tell us how to find the book.
Well, just go to DrNancyO'Reilly.com.
All right.
And you can find the book in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and all your bookstores.
It's called...
We're in our fourth printing, so go buy it.
Way to go. Leading Women, ladies and gentlemen. That's the title of the book, Dr. Nancy O'Reilly. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.